from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, Greg Hill Show rolls on. Greg will be back tomorrow. I am in for Greg. Wiggy, Courtney, Jackson are all here. Just a very angry morning here in the Boston vicinity. Very, very frustrated,
really?
People with us or Drake May or Gerard Mayo. I don't know. The frustrating part of this football season is going to be that we're really going to just be week to week. Because, I don't know, if I had to bet right now, Drake May is not starting week one.
But if he does, I don't think it'll be week to week. I think that they're going to have to go with him for the entire season. Like, if he's good or bad, doesn't matter. I don't think that they can pull him and put Jacoby Brissett in.
That's a good
if
point.
They start him week one.
That's a good point, and that may be why there's trepidation in putting him out there, because they don't want to have to bring... Like, last year was... I don't think there's ever been any NFL season that had more quarterback benchings that didn't result in a full benching. In other words, how many games was Mac pulled from, but he started the next week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think that you're right, that they'll want to keep doing that. I guess I mean week to week in that there's going to be real ups and downs. Like, even the greatest quarterbacks of all time are going to have rough days. There's going to be offensive line issues. There's going to be, I'm sure, Gerard Mayo and Alex Van Pelt and Covington are all either brand new coaches or brand new play callers here. Covington and Mayo, neither of which called defensive plays for the Patriots. So the whole system's going to change entirely, which will lead to some, you know, growing pains. But I think the fan base is just so desperate for an opportunity to see something to look forward to, as opposed to stagnation as a mediocre football team.
Yeah, but I think when you start to look, there's a small, very, very small, less than, 2% chance that Drake May could be C.J. Stroud. So we hold on to that. But I think most of us look and go, okay, we just want to see him play. And we want to see if we see flashes from this guy where, okay, he could be a really good quarterback in this league. That's what I think. That's what should be your evaluation of watching this season. Do you see flashes from Drake May that could have you saying, going into next year, you put some pieces around them, you shore up the offensive line, the kid's really got talent?
Yeah, I feel like it'll be... I mentioned it. What's up?
No, I was just telling you to turn your mic on.
Oh.
Yeah, you turned your mic off by accident.
Sorry, I didn't hit any buttons. I was going to say that the way that we viewed the Patriots in the mid-90s, early 90s with Drew Bledsoe was a fun time to be a fan.
Yeah.
It was like, holy cow, they have this quarterback now. Let's see what they can do. The old Foxborough Stadium was electric. I remember the huge game he had against the Vikings. Like, seeing Jacoby Brissett is just such a downer. And it has nothing to do with him personally. It's just, I can't get myself worked up to go into the Gillette Stadium on Monday morning and ask about Jacoby Brissett going 16 of 32 for 180 and a touchdown.
Not when you got the potential future sitting on the sidelines. I think that's the reason why. If they drafted Marvin Harrison Jr., then you're kind of like, all right, you know, you got no choice but to ride Jacoby Brissett out. And you're starting to look at and saying, okay, what does Marvin Harrison look like? What's the potential? You know, what kind of plays is he making? And then you're like, all right, now all we got to do is get a new quarterback. When you're sitting there and you're seeing Drake May on the sidelines, that's why I don't think it's going to be long. Maybe he does start week one. I'm not sure. Like I said, Mayo's done such a good job of basically, you know, having me go in both directions where I don't know what the hell he's going to do. I think there is a chance we see Drake May, but I think there's also a chance you don't see him. But I expect you see Drake May by week 4 or 5. I did the over and under at 6
yeah.
games. I would go under.
I would go over. I think that there is going to be, I really do, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I do feel like the fan base has a very big voice now. The crafts are, we saw the Dynasty docuseries.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the way in which they've approached Bill. They're sensitive to the fan reaction. The fans desperately.
Yeah, that's why I said, if they go 0-4, that's why I think under 6 games.
No, but what I'm saying, under 6 games until he starts.
Until he starts.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant 6 games over under how many he will start.
No. Like I put the over and under, he's your starting quarterback. 6 games. Is it week 6 or over? I think it'll be before week 6 we see Drake May as the starting quarterback.
Absolutely. I agree. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, Jackson, where do we begin this morning?
We begin with Courtney's guy, Jaylen Brown, talking about how great of a summer he's had, but it's time to get back to work, and he knows they have a target on their back.
The last year is over, to be honest. You know, we celebrated. We had a good time. It's been an awesome summer. I've been having a great summer, by the way. But it's over with. Now it's back to work. Now we got the target on our back. Everybody's trying to come after us, and I'm like, come on. So it's back to work. I'm looking forward to next season.
Yeah. I love that. I'm like, come on. That's great.
Yeah, I would say the best thing that happened to the Celtics after the chaos at the beginning of the Olympics with Jaylen being left off and all that was how Steve Kerr treated Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
I think what could have been not a dividing issue in general, but could have been a bigger problem. Tatum and Brown now have a shared enemy.
Yeah, and that's called the NBA.
Right. Like, I feel like
I love it.
It's so good. I am so shocked. I was trying to figure this out with Ken a couple weeks ago. The last time a champion was so much better than every other team they played,
mm-hmm.
was so young, and had really been knocking at the door for as long as Jaylen and Jason were, to then have their championship met with such blatant disregard for mm-hmm. how successful it was for I really thought, Courtney, at the beginning you were making a mountain out of a molehill when you were talking about the negative commentary about the road, because it began with easy road injuries.
Yeah. Yep.
And I was like, well, that's true. But that was just the beginning of this litany of excuses the NBA media had. And then it leads to the USA. I'm just disappointed they're not getting their rings in front of Golden State. I thought that would have been awesome.
It would have been awesome.
Well, I tell you, it's going to be an awesome season. Expectations are going to be high around here.
I can't wait.
So, you know, we all expect that they have enough talent and they have the capability to get right back there and win another one. There are a lot of people who are picking the Celtics to win. So I'm with you on that. And we talked about this the other day, you know, whether it's the Red Sox or the Patriots, I don't think anybody is really like looking at them and going, all right, they bring me excitement.
Oh.
Whereas the Celtics by far do, and I think the Bruins are kind of like, I think people are like wanting to see, all right.
They had a pretty good offseason.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with Swayman.
And I think people are like, all right, can the Bruins finally, you know, get back and get over that hump and be, you know, more They play great during the regular season. Can they now take that to deep runs in the playoffs?
Yeah, and I feel like this the anger that the Celtics have towards the rest of the NBA will make what would otherwise have been a kind of dull regular season much more entertaining. Because there's going to be those primetime games where you know Jalen and Jason, when they face off against Steve Kerr, are going to be, you know, must watch. And if Mazzulla takes over, which is rumored that he could be the next head coach of the U.S. Olympic basketball team, I would just hope that he just only plays Celtics.
That's it.
And some obscure guy from Boston like that makes the team. Anyway, what's next, Jack?
Well, we stick with basketball. And on the heels of the very successful first WNBA game in Boston at the sellout at the Garden, I'm going to say this name very slowly because I'm going to mess it up. DeJounte Carrington of The Sun talked about how the WNBA didn't promote it well enough.
I think that there could have been a lot more publicity or promo from the top.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know, Connecticut had announced that we were having this game probably over, almost a year ago, maybe. I don't know. Sometime after, right after last season. So it was ample time to do what needed to be done. But it didn't matter anyway, because they showed up and it was sold out. We got the dub. So I guess my tweet worked. And the game should have been on a national television broadcast. You shouldn't have to pay for any type of subscription to see a game that's this historic, in my opinion. I'm biased, but in my opinion.
That's true. You shouldn't have to pay to watch something like that. Like,
I love her. She's awesome.
That should be something that is readily available for anybody that wants to watch.
Yeah, I would say, I mean,
I had no clue, like, it was that big of a deal.
Right. Well, I think
Greg had said it to us off air. Like, he was like, oh, Wiggy, you're next to the Garden. They have that big game
right.
So people were talking about
it. Well, no, I knew that they were playing at the Garden, but I didn't know it was like, don't a lot of WNBA teams play in, you know, NBA arenas?
No.
You sure? Like,
yeah.
But there's been games in NBA arenas before.
Yes, there have been. But a lot of teams, a lot of WNBA teams have their own arena.
That is,
like, I know down in Atlanta, they're, I believe, building, like, a new WNBA arena.
Yeah, I thought that some of the teams, you know, had, you know, played in NBA arenas before, so I didn't think it was, like, a big deal. I just thought, like, they were just trying a new location for Connecticut.
Yeah, I mean, I think her point about national publicity is better than not paying for it. I mean, I feel like everything now you have to pay for to watch. But I agree. That should have been a primetime type event that the people in the country knew about. But I think the WNBA is just going to keep growing. I mean, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. You see, Angel Reese is now Reese's PCs.
Yep.
Which is brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a smart business move by Reese's.
It. If she wants to send some here, I'd love a free
Reese's. Oh, I love
same.
Reese's.
Reese's pieces are the best.
Oh, they're my favorite.
So good.
Chocolate and peanut butter. Can't go wrong with
Amen.
That.
Amen. It is literally God's gift to all of us. Jackson, where do we wind up?
Rounding it out with our guy Drake May. Clyde Christensen was on the Pat McAfee show, and he's very high on May.
This guy's a bright, bright, bright guy. This guy's reminds me of Peyton as far as processing information.
No, but they both have that southern accent, so, you know, it's
hard.
They
do have a southern accent, but, you know, processing information, getting along with teammates, being able to do it through hard times and good times, handling both as a quarterback is huge in the NFL because it's a unique position and it buckles. I was looking at a stat the other day that under 50% of the first round picks hit and make it to a second contract with their same team. It's unbelievable. I'm high on this guy. I think he's a can't miss guy, and I think it'll be a guy that someone will take and build their whole franchise around.
I love to hear that.
Well, somebody already took him, so hopefully the Patriots will build their franchise around them.
And I feel like that is, I mean, few people have better understanding of great quarterbacks than Clyde Christensen, who worked with Tom and Peyton and those guys. So, hey, I hope Shime's right. I really do. And I am looking forward to Sunday. It's going to be interesting. Do you think Jaden Daniels plays or no? Do you think they'll just...
No, I think they've already solidified him as the starting quarterback in Washington. So I don't think he plays. I don't think much of the ones will play. For me, I said the only thing is I'm looking at is how does he control the huddle again? You know, is he just make good decisions? Like if nothing's there, take off and run or hit the check down. And if he's able to do those type of things, I don't think we need to see big plays from him. I think then the team and Gerard Mayo has said this, says, all right, we feel confident because aren't they going to make it super, or at least try to make it real easy for them? Not going to do anything crazy. It's almost like they're going to say, hey, hold our hand all season long and we're going to walk you through things.
Right.
A lot of quick passes.
Quick passes, get it out. And the other thing is, we've said it, if the offense just isn't historically awful, the team will be better. The way the offense was last year was, I mean, think about those games, the Cowboys, the Raiders, the Colts in Germany. I mean, the Chargers game. They were just awful every week. They kept getting a touchdown. Mm-hmm. They finally got a touchdown against the Giants, and I thought I was going to jump off my couch. Like, it was such an awful team to watch.
And it was the decision-making a lot of the times by the quarterback. So if Drake May can just come in and you know, they can keep beating in his head, be smart with the football, to the point where even if he's, like, scared to throw the football because they've been beating it in his head, I think then they should be fine.
All right. Well, that was They Said It. Thank you, Jackson. And here's Courtney Cox with What's Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Sox take another one against the Astros 4-1, the final on the road. They take that series 2-1, and we've talked a lot about the Sox bullpen as of late, and Alex Cora was happy with them coming through in this win.
Today, they did an amazing job. We're going to trust them. As you know, bullpens, they go, you know, You struggle for a week, and then you give us 15 good outings, and that's what we're trying to accomplish here. You know, Garcia was amazing. Zach did his job. Bernie got his out, and we did a good job overall.
The Sox off tonight before taking on the Diamondbacks tomorrow at Fenway. Gerard Mayo spoke to media yesterday about the starting quarterback situation, and while Jacoby Brissett remains QB1 for now, he said he'll know who will start in week one by Monday night. Drake May did take first-team reps yesterday. Mayo had this to say about him.
When it comes to that pre-snap operation for Drake May, is he in a place where if he had to start, you feel like he's ready, or do you feel like he's still kind of coming along?
100%, I think he's ready to run a huddle.
So there you go.
There we go.
Another day of practice for them. Close to the public, but open to media at 1 p.m. ahead of the Pats preseason finale Sunday against the Commanders. In Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarketBoston.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It is chilly, brisk, 55 degrees right now in Boston, but gorgeous afternoon high in the mid to upper 70s.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.